While we're waiting for someone to ask their questions, you know the old story which I tell every time? To get people to ask questions, the Buddha talked in one of his sutras about karma and rebirth. In particular, why some people are born beautiful in their next life while some people are born ugly. Do you want to be reborn ugly?
No.
No. But actually the Buddha said the causes why people are born ugly, why some people are born beautiful. Why some people are born into rich families while other people are born poor. In particular, the Buddha taught why some people are born intelligent in their next life, while other people will be reborn stupid in their next life. The karmic cause of stupidity in your next life is not asking questions in this life. Now, who wants to ask a question?
Very good.
There, we've got someone who's intelligent in the next life.
It's always very difficult to ask a question. I want to ask you about, understand the mind and the bodies. When you do in a certain meditation in jhana state, the mind and body can be separated. So, in Arhan or Buddhas, when they sleep, the body is resting. His mind is still mindful during the sleep?
Okay, you're asking a technical question. When, like, a Buddha goes to sleep, is his mind still mindful? And also you mentioned, like, in the deep meditations of jhanas, if you want to find out what those mean, that's what I mean by meditation is better than sex. I never actually went to the full extent of happiness which you can get in life. The more contentment, the more letting go you do, the more happiness you feel. The more content you are to be there or to be here. This is not a simple teaching. This is the essence of meditation, essence of letting go. The happiness builds and builds and builds to immense levels until you do get a pleasure better than sex. One of the reasons why I became a monk. If you want to know what the pleasure of better than sex is, come to the global conference. Now, what happens to a Buddha when he goes to sleep? When a Buddha goes to sleep, he goes to sleep. Like anybody else. The point is, he's happy to be there. He doesn't make a big problem out of it. And even once, he went to sleep once during the middle of the day. And they have this figure in Buddhism called Mara, this being who tries everything to stop people becoming enlightened. And he came up and saw the Buddha sleeping and said, "Aha, caught you out, you're not really enlightened. You're just taking it easy, you're sleeping. Why are you going to sleep? You should be working for the happiness of all sentient beings. You're being lazy." And the Buddha replied, "I'm going to sleep for the sake and benefit of all sentient beings." Now, it's a powerful answer. He was sleeping for the happiness of all other beings. The Buddha was living in a physical body which needed to eat, which needed to sleep. That's just what we have with the body. And the Buddha was resting so he could serve others with greater efficiency later on. He rested. When we rest the body, even enlightened beings have to rest so they can serve with greater efficiency later on. That's why all great monks would rest. They take time off in their meditation or they go and have a sleep. Tonight when I leave here, I'm going to go back to my room and I am going to sleep. If I snore, I don't care because I'm not listening. Yeah?
I still not very clear. Then is the mind also sleep beside the body?
When the mind is, when the body is sleeping, then the mind stops temporarily. And then when you wake up, the mind starts again. That's all it is. Very simple, but actually simplicity is very profound.